$7 billion. That's how much CAA is up for sale. I cannot believe it. I want to talk about that in today's episode. Let's get into it. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. What's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about CAA. Literally today, just heard the news that there's a pending sale ongoing for CAA, where the bidding price is at least $7 billion. I just want you to think about that. A sports agency is worth $7 billion. Now, they do have other, I think they represent actors, models, a bunch of people in entertainment. But sports is in their portfolio as well. So I just want you to think about that, though. The biggest sports agency in the world, the CAA, is worth more than the biggest sports franchises, the Cowboys, the Yankees, the Lakers. They're not worth $7 billion, but the sports agency, CAA, is. Okay. Now, why that is important, because you have to understand that this is huge money that you're getting into. And if you think that as an agent that these guys, you know, are trying to get rid of that money, you know, they don't want to. But I think that the thanks to the NIL that the game is changing, that a lot of the old way, you know, the golden age of having a sports agency has passed. And I think that's, you know, why they're about to start selling these, you know, conglomerate agencies, because thanks to NIL, now the moms, the dads, the uncles, the brothers, the sisters, the cousins are going to become the agents. And it's not going to be, you know, agencies where the big agency, where CAA or Athletes First or Clutch or, you know, some of these bigger agencies have majority of the players, because these players are not going to be going to those big agencies, because, you know, thanks to the Rich Pauls, the Fly J mom, Lamar Jackson mom, Kyrie Irving stepmom, it's a lot of people that are getting into this space that are moms, brothers, and sisters, and that are becoming agents. And that's why it's so important for you to go ahead and take action right now. If you're just listening to this podcast for fun, I appreciate that. I appreciate the views, but I'll be honest, I'm not making any money for this. I'm doing this because this is just something that's a passion project for me. And I want you guys to know that if you want to get to the next level, you have to start now. Don't wait until you feel like, oh yeah, I gotta go get my degree, or I gotta get a certain amount of money, or I gotta do this. You know, work on those goals, but take action now. And the reason why I say that is because you need to be building relationships and networks right now. You need to be finding players. You need to be, you know, building that network with coaches and trainers. And you also need to be building your skill set, your marketing, your sales, your negotiation, your communication skills, all those things you need to be working on. But here's the thing. Just because you're working on it doesn't mean it has to be perfect. Okay? I've negotiated over $7 million in contracts, and I don't speak this King's Standard English. You guys listen to the podcast. I mess up all the time. But here's the funny thing. A lot of those people in those high rooms, they mess up as well, especially in the sports industry. Sports industry is the only industry in the world where a lot of those people at the top aren't there because they're talented. They're there because who their dad is. They're there because of who their best friend is, okay? And so, yes, it's bad for nepotism, but it also lets you know that you belong here. There's a lot of people that are less qualified that are doing things bigger than you because you're not taking action. You know, I saw a post today that said, you can be on the right track, but if you're not going anywhere, you're still going to get rolled over. So the point of this whole post today was to let you know that this industry is still booming. Sports is recession proof. After the pandemic, after, you know, inflation, all these bad things that are going on, you know, the biggest agency in the world is about to be sold for $7 billion. Okay. Now, I'm not telling you you're going to become a billionaire, but don't you want a piece of the pie? Right. I know I do. So you need to be taking action and, you know, getting there. Now, if you need help, if you want help with getting to the next level, I just created a new program, NILSportsAgent.com. It's a lot cheaper than my coaching program, but it's basically the 30-day accelerator program that is mini size now, and everything you can do it yourself. Go to www.nilsportsagent.com and you can get your sports agent license in 30 days and you can get started. Okay. So, with that being said, hope you guys enjoy this content, and, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.